At this time, normally we would have our public comment session. However, there have been no requests by speakers for this meeting. So we'll move along to our votes. There are two sets of votes, as you know, that will occur for the two agendas as provided by the board's bylaws. One is a regular voice vote agenda with several items. The rest of the items are part of what's called a roll call agenda. We will first do the voice vote agenda. The items for the regular agenda are listed in the materials distributed to the board and posted. Secretary Williams will read the title of all items. After she has read them, we can discuss any open issues, although I understand that the agenda items have been reviewed in at least one of the committee meetings, and you may have contacted President Colleen or a staff member for clarification. So I hope by now you may have the information you need, but of course, we always welcome any discussion. After the discussion, we'll vote on all items at once, and we'll vote as a group. Of course, if anyone wishes to vote uniquely on any one item that is easily accommodated, please just indicate that to Secretary Williams and she'll record your vote accordingly. Dee Dee, would you please read the list of items on the regular voice vote agenda?
Certainly. A1, approve minutes of Board of Trustees meeting. 3, appoint Vice President, Chief Financial Officer, and Comptroller. 4, appoint Head Coach, Women's Basketball, Chicago. 5, approve revisions to university conflict of commitment and interest policy and approve 2 new related policies. 6, appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 7, promotions in academic rank and change in tenure, 2018-2019. 8, establish the Bachelor of Science in Liberal Arts and Sciences in Geography and Geographic Information Science, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana. 9, establish the Bachelor of Science in Information Sciences, School of Information Sciences, Urbana. 10, establish the Master of City Design, College of Urban Planning and Public Affairs, and the Graduate College, Chicago. 11, rename and revise the Master of Science in Public Health in Community Health, College of Applied Health Sciences, and the Graduate College, Urbana. 12, amend the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign Senate Constitution, Urbana.
Thank you. May I have a motion to approve these items?
So move.
Second.
Okay, moved by Ed, seconded by Pat. Is there any discussion or are there any questions concerning any of these items? Okay, hearing none, I would say all in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, say nay. Thank you, the ayes have it and the items are approved. The next session is the roll call agenda and these are the items that specifically require a roll call vote where we go around the table. We vote individually by trustee, but we will attempt to do this on the entire collective package. If anyone would like to vote uniquely on any one item, we can arrange for this. Just make your wishes known. Secretary Williams, would you please read the items on the roll call agenda?
Yes, sir. 13, revised dollar limit for settlement payments pursuant to the systems risk management program. 14, approved design for Demersian Park Stadium, Division of Intercollegiate Athletics, Urbana. 15, increased project budget for electrical and computer engineering building, Urbana. 16, purchase recommendations. 17, delegate authority to the Vice President, Chief Financial Officer, and Comptroller to negotiate and execute asset transfer agreement with the John Marshall Law School, Chicago. 18, authorized settlement, Soika versus Testi MD et al.
Thank you. At this time, I'd entertain a motion to approve these items.
So moved.
Second.
So thank you. Motions by Jill and seconded by Jim. Any comments or questions, discussion on any of these items? Okay, Dee Dee, if you would please then conduct the roll call vote.
Mr. Cepeda.
Yes to all.
Mr. Edwards.
Yes to all.
Mr. Fitzgerald.
Yes to items 13, 14, 17, and 18, and abstain on 15 and 16.
Got it, thank you. Ms. Humphrey.
Yes to all.
Dr. King.
Yes to all.
Dr. Koritz?
Yes to all.
Mr. McMillan?
Yes to all.
Mr. Mitchell?
Yes to all.
Mr. Montgomery?
Yes to 13 through 17, and I abstain as to 18.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Newsom?
Yes to all.
Mr. Pearl?
Yes to all.
Governor Rauner? Ms. Smart?
Yes to all.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you all. At this time, President Killeen, do you have any final comments you'd like to make?
No, I don't think so this time. I think we've all had a very interesting meeting, and congratulations to all. Thank you to the board and leadership.
Well, I would just like to thank all board members today for your tenacity and your willingness to hang in there. We tried to cover an awful lot of ground so that we have tomorrow for the retreat. So at this time, I would ask for any old business. Does any member of the board have any new business to discuss? Okay, I'll just take this moment to announce the schedule of future board meetings. Our next meeting is scheduled to be held on September 27th, 2018, here in Urbana, on November 15th, 2018, in Chicago, and again in Chicago for our annual meeting on Thursday, January 17, 2019. Now, at this time, it would be helpful to have a motion for an additional executive session to discuss university employment or appointment related matters.
So move.
Thank you, Trey. So moved by Trey. I missed the second.
Second.
Jim, thank you. Okay, so the board will now move back into executive session, and to our members in the audience, thank you for your attention and your interest. We will reconvene the open meeting, but it'll just be to adjourn. So.
Mr. Barrows needs
to
take a vote.
Oh.
I heard a motion is
set. Oh, you're right, Tom. No, I didn't. Yeah, thank you. Thanks for catching that. All in favor to
aye.
For the executive session, say aye.
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 All opposed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tom. Sorry about that.